Hey guys, welcome to the Coach Fit Play podcast. Our first episode is coming right up with head junior coach Chris Hattersley. So listen in and please share this with all of your golfing friends. So I'm here with Chris Hattersley, our head of junior coaching. Welcome, Chris, to the Coach Fit Play podcast.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, so just recording our first ever podcast for Coach Fit Play and AF Golf Academy. So it's good to have you on. So we're going to get straight into it. Let's tell the viewers and the listeners what got you into coaching.
So my background started, like many others, when I was young, around about 12 years old, started playing golf, and like every other golf coaching professional, had the dream of playing golf for a living. Unfortunately, it didn't really go that way. And when I was about 18, I decided that it was time to make a decision. Do I continue to try and play, or do I go down a different avenue? And that's where I decided that perhaps coaching was for me. My background was at John O'Gaunt Golf Club, and when I was 17, I was the junior captain there. Absolutely loved helping all the juniors and getting involved with competitions. I was having tuition myself with my golf coach, and just thought, you know what, this is for me. I want to be amongst this as a career. I want to help junior golfers out. And I went to Lincoln University to study a sports coaching degree. And then following that, I did my PGA. And just over 10 years later, I've got my own junior golf academy and been coaching it for 10 years now.
So juniors is your main passion, right?
That's what motivates me the most.
Yeah. So how would you describe your coaching style with juniors?
It varies really heavily into game-based learning. So over the last 10 years, I've kind of gone from being an assistant and watching how other coaches doing it and being very hands-on technically, to taking a bit more of a laid-back approach and just being out on the golf course. Now I try and work a lot around game-based learning. So what that is I will set a skill or a theme for the session, set up games for the children to learn on, and maybe add a couple of technical little pointers in there. But it's heavily around playing lots of games within a skill, moving on to different stations, and just exploring how to get the best results.
Sounds good. So do you mentioned there about the golf academy?
Yeah.
Tell the listeners a little bit more about what you do, how it's structured, you know, what the academy is about.
Yeah, sure. So our golf academy is the Total Junior Golfer. We're located in Cambridge at Kingsway Golf Centre, and soon going to be going into Girton Golf Club. So how it works is we have weekly sessions, both after school and on Saturdays. A team of coaches that we will offer group classes based predominantly around age, but then also a little bit on ability. We'll try and create friendship groups as well. So if somebody's moving very quickly, we won't separate them from their friends. We'll try and kind of guide them in the direction of working mainly within friendship groups, but trying to support their journey. And maybe if somebody's doing better than the other one, I might just spend a little bit of time with the other one to just try and help them through. But we have something for everybody. Really, we don't want to leave any children without the opportunity to have a golf lesson or try golf.
And where did that kind of inspiration come from? You mentioned a bit about your own background as a junior golfer. You know, I really like the fact that the academy has that kind of social element to it, where everyone's involved, including the parents. You know, quite often when you're here on a Saturday, you see the parents getting involved and being around. You know, how do you see parent and grandparent involvement within the child's learning?
So it's very important for us to involve the families. I mean, we see this very much a family sport, and especially at Kingsway, it's a family golf centre. So we see this an opportunity for the parents to be amongst the lessons, potentially support it, get involved. One thing that I don't mind it when they get a little bit older, but when they're young, it's a great opportunity to spend time together. So I don't really advocate dropping the kids off and then going to do the shopping. It's stick around if you want to and get involved. And we'll offer parent-child competitions and parents to come caddy in certain sessions. And we just see the value of family time. And we know that if that's strong, then we can retain the children, and they'll be more excited to come to lessons. The parents will feel really involved, and I guess there becomes a level of trust as well. So I'm very big into trying to build a triangle between player, parent and coach. So it's all evolved around the player, but we all work as a team, so everybody has a role and everybody's excited to be there, just not just the player.
And I guess one of the things we've talked about before is this entire player journey and this player pathway that, you know, if you're going to, you could potentially be in that child and family life for 10 years. You can have quite an impact on both the family and the child's development. How do you see that? How do you see that fitting?
It's more managing it than anything. I think it's really important that from the moment you start a journey with a child, that you have to be open with the parents. You have to explain the possibilities and the potentials, and completely be honest. It's one thing that I'm noticing more and more in modern golf is parent involvement, which is great, but equally it can become a little bit destructive if they start to see the future too early. I think we're trying to keep everybody grounded in the here and now, not rush ahead of ourselves. If we have children that are excelling, then great, but we just want to keep them grounded and just continue to have fun, make sure the parents are really supportive and having fun themselves, but not, I just don't want anybody to get carried away with the thought of, right, I'm going to make it or my child's going to make it. It's golf for us is all about the here and now. Have fun. Let's try and keep as many children retained within the game. And if you get anybody that potentially goes on to a brighter future, fantastic. But that's not what we're initially about. It's all about trying to grow the game and keep as many children within it and just continue to push the fun.
And with you said that earlier about having the team of coaches, obviously, I know that we have a range of coaches that work with you. Who's on board? Who's part of your junior coaching team, and kind of what roles do they play?
Okay, yeah. So at Kingsway, there's myself and James Watts. So James has been with me now for 3 years. Well, he's been doing his PGA. So he's been on his 3-year course, which he's soon coming to the end of. He's been fantastic. Didn't really have much experience in coaching children before, but got involved and absolutely loved it. The kids love him. The parents love him. He's very approachable and a great support to me and what we're trying to grow. So we've also got Dean Saunders. So Dean Saunders focuses more on the one-to-one programs, trying to work more on the elite pathways, I guess. So taking children from mid handicaps, high handicaps, through to trying to get towards their goal of playing county level golf or scratch team golf, and really reducing the handicaps. And then most recently, we've just taken on Sam Chipperfield. He's going to be our lead junior golf coach at Girton Golf Club. And he'll be working with our program there, which will be launching in March of next year. So very excited to have him on board.
And so the team's growing, right?
The team is growing, yeah. So, I mean, this time last year, there was just myself and James. Now we've got Dean and, like I say, Sam's coming on board. And hopefully this is the start of a team that's going to continue to grow.
So I'm going to put you on the spot then with one last question. What do you think is your biggest coaching mistake that you've made within in your coaching experience? What's the biggest mistake that you've made?
that's put me on the spot. I don't know. I've probably made loads of mistakes. Maybe jump in. I think one thing that I know that I've done too many times in the past is jump in technically too early with children, and then had to recover somewhere down the line because I know I've made a mistake. One thing that I'm big into is if I know I've made a mistake technically, I'll put my hands up straight away and let's resolve this and go around it a different way. I think that's a question that I will definitely think about and give a better answer in future podcasts.
Okay. We'll come back to that in a few months on. So for our listeners, obviously there's not going to be many first off as you're going to be the first podcast, but if they want to get in contact with you or any of the team, where can they find you? Is there a Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? Where can they find Chris Hattersley?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, all at Total Junior Golfer. Very active on Instagram and Facebook in particular. It's a great platform for us to reach out to parents and let them see what we're doing. So Instagram is very much about our content, what we're doing in sessions, and Facebook really more for answering questions, having open chats with parents and letting them know about what we're offering and what our academy is about.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time, Chris, and look forward to speaking with you and catching up with you in future podcasts.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much.
Good man. Take care.
Cheers.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening in. Hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Coach Fit Play podcast. Please, if you really enjoyed the episode and you want to hear more, please share it, like it, tweet it, text it to all of your golfing buddies, and we'll keep doing some more. Keep listening.